Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the verse of the Quran al-Kareem, yesterday the Taraweeh Salah was read till end of the Surah al-Imran. As mentioned yesterday, inshallah today we'll do with regards to the last two verses of Surah al-Baqarah. These two verses are also regarded as a Noor. Like Surah Fatiha and this last two verses, they were revealed directly from beneath the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a very unique treasure. And in fact, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Miraj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received three gifts. One was the salah. The second one was that any person who commits any gunas, as long as he does not commit any shirk, then the doors of tawbah are open for that person. And the third gift were these two verses that were revealed and given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whoever reads it at night at the time of retiring to bed, then this will suffice for him. Yani, in other words, it will suffice for him from all types of evil, black magic, jadu, and all evil calamities, etc. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned that teach these two surah, two ayats to your woman folk as well. And the last few words of this concluding verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, wa'fu anna wa'khfir lana warhamna, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that overlook our sins, that ay umhu athara dhunubina, that obliterate and remove the effects of all sins. And when a person commits a sin, then there are four witnesses to a person. One is the person's limbs can speak against a person. Secondly, the earth can give testimony against the person. Thirdly, is the Kiram and Katibin records the person's good and evil deeds. And fourthly, our name Amal. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that umhu athara dhunubina, that obliterate and remove the effects of all gunas. To such an extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out all the records that he himself does it, not the malaika. So the malaika does not taunt a person that I did it, I am the one who did it, etc. So then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions waqfil lana, that what it means, oh Allah, forgive us, bi satril qabih wa idharil jamil, that by covering all the evil, our bad habits, etc., and making known and evident our good in us, that is the good qualities, and warhamna, and oh Allah, have mercy upon us, ay tafaddal alayna bi fununil a'lam ma istihqanina bi afaninil iqab, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us your fadl and your grace and bounty, and with all your bounties, even though we are worthy of deserving great punishments. So these words are very, very effective when it comes to tawbah. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to Surah Al-Imran, this the first 780 verses were revealed with regards to the people of Najran. A delegation came from Najran to debate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the beliefs and our understands of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very nicely and very in a very diplomatic manner, with full of wisdom, made them understand what is our beliefs with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. From the 70 of them who were in this delegation, 40 of them were chieftains, were leaders of their tribes. But at the end, if Hidayah is not written for a person, then no, even though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he gave him Dawud, and these people did not accept Iman, and just because Iman is only in the sole hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the bottom of the page mentions that there are certain ayats, verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are clear cut, muhkamat, and there are certain verses which are allegorical, at least there are some verses which are ambiguous. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the interpretation. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, the interpretation of these verses. For example, certain verses Allah mentioned, إِسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on his arsh, يَدُّ اللَّهُ, the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَالرَّاسِقُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّ بِهِ, those who are firmly embedded in their knowledge, they say, oh Allah, we believe in it. And كُلُّ مِنْ إِنْدِ رَبِّنَا, everything is from you. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and no one takes heed except for those who are intelligent people. So Imam Malik rahmatullah asked with regards to the mutashabihat. So he said very, very beautifully, الْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ, to bring iman on these verses, it is compulsory. And وَالسُّوَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ, to ask unnecessary questions and to go into the nitty-gritty and to pursue all these verses, then this is innovation. That is why the next verse Allah Ta'ala tells us, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not deviate our hearts after you have guided us. In another dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ, that دِلْ كِبَلَتْنِي وَلَا, the turn of the hearts, ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى دِينِ, keep our hearts steadfast on deen. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to insan that generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that zuhina linnas hubbu shahawat, that beautified for people has it has been beautified for people that the love of our emotions and our shahawat and desires, for example women, children, heaps of gold and of silver, wa khayl musawwamati, branded horses. In today's times we don't have those horses, but maybe our car, our fancy cars, how we put magwings, we put sound, etc. This also can be taken into consideration in this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. وَلَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ, and your livestock and your plantations, etc. Allah says, ذَلِكَ مَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, these are the commodities of this worldly life. And وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the excellent abode and return. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, قُلْ أَوْنَبِّيُكُمْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ ذَلِكُمْ, that should I not inform you of something which is better than all this, all these temporary things that we are going to leave behind, all these commodities which are goods of deception. Allah says, those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so many numerous bounties and favors that are promised for those who have taqwa. And amongst them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities that الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاقْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, they make this dua and they say, oh Allah, we firmly believe in you, فَقْفِرْ لَنَا, and oh Allah, overlook and forgive our sins and save us from punishment. And who are these people? الصابرين, those who remain steadfast and who are patient, والصادقين, who are truthful, والقانتين, those who are obedient, والمنفقين, those who spend from their wealth, والمستغفرين بالأسحار, and those who make istighfar at the time of sahri, at the time of tahajjud. Has Aisha radiallahu anha asked, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people making istighfar, do these people, did they commit any guna like stealing, committing adultery, etc.? So Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, these are the people who make istighfar on the good deeds. That, oh Allah, these good deeds you have put before you is not worthy of acceptance, but oh Allah, overlook our faults, etc. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, inna deena inda Allah al-Islam, indeed deen in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. In another verse Allah, towards the end of this para, وَمَن يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْ, that whoever seeks a deen other than a deen of Islam, it will not be accepted, it will be rejected. Yeah, we normally say deen, religion, but our Hazrat explained to us that deen is in fact a way of life. It is a complete system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and enter into Islam completely. Unfortunately, we have made it departmental, and so deen is a complete way of life. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, that this verse, why it was revealed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of Fath Makkah, on the conquest of Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Muhajirin and Ansar and gave them glad tidings that, oh my Sahaba, the day will come when you will conquer Rome and Persia. So the Munafiqeen and the Kuffar started mocking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you're talking about Makkah, Medina, that you have just conquered. What are you talking? You are going beyond the borders. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses that say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of sovereignty. He grants sovereignty to whomsoever He wishes. وَتَنْزِئِ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ, and He can remove it from whoever He wants. Today it is in your hands, like the Quraysh who were the leaders of Makkah, it was taken away from them. The Jews were the leaders of Medina to Munawwara, it came away from their hands. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ man tasha. Allah gives izzat to whomsoever He wishes, and He can disgrace whomsoever He wishes. Biyadikal khair. In retrospect, everything is in hands of Allah. Everything is goodness. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadeer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full power over each and everything. So ya Allah, so what we learn from this, that everything is in the hands of Allah. Izzat, dhillat, power, and falling from that power, from grace, etc. All this is because of the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tuliju al-layla fi nahar. Thereafter Allah explains that Allah enters the night in the day. Wa tuliju al-nahar fi layl. And enters the day into the night. In other words, according to the season, sometimes the day is long, sometimes the night is long, according to winter, summer, etc. Wa tukhrij al-hayya min al-mayyiti. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a living thing from a dead thing. For example, from a hen, from an egg, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is dead, Allah takes a live chick from them. وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And from a live heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a dead egg. وَتَرْزُقُ مَن تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants risk and sustenance to whomsoever He wish without any accountability. And the ulama explained, it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who reads after every Faras Salam, Suratul Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi. Alhamdulillah, most of us know it, Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi. And verse number 18 and 19, that is, Shahid Allahu Annahu La Ilaha Illahu. And the next verse, Inna Deena Inda Allah Islam. And these two verses, that is verse number 26 and 27, Qulillahumma Malik Al Mulk, and Tuli Julayla Fin Nahar. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that such a person, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that I will grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and I will forgive all his sins. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will look at him with the gaze of mercy 70 times, and I will also fulfill 70 of his needs. Look at the barakat and look at the blessings of this very powerful wazifa. Allah give us the tawfiq of learning these verses and reciting it, and also pondering of these verses. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. That say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Then what will happen? يُحْبِبْكُمْ Allah. Then the love of Allah will be guaranteed for you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will overlook and forgive your sins. نَقْشَ قَدَمْ نَبِيكِ هَا جَنَّتْ كِي رَاسْتَ. That by following the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will lead you towards Jannah, inshallah. Or Allah jalla jalalu se milate huye sunnat ke raaste. And to meet, get Allah cash in this world. Allah is the creator of Jannah. Jannah cannot be compared to Allah. And if a person follows the sunnat, he will get cash Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very world. Like my Abraul al-Haq sahab said, sunnat ke tariqa sabse ashal tariqa, ajmal tariqa, akmal tariqa. Another buzruk said, aqrab tariqa. That is most effective way of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most easiest way, most complete way, most perfect way, and the most beautiful way is the sunnah tariqa. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the incident of the father of Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam, who was known as Imran, and his wife was called was named Hannah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when she said, when she was conceiving, about to conceive, and she said, inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharraran fataqabbal minni. O Allah, that which I'm going to conceive, that is my womb, I dedicated for you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, she had this intention that if it is a boy, then she had this intention that I will free this child for the khidmat of Baytul Muqaddas. So when she had conceived, she saw it was a girl, and Allah knew very well what she had conceived. وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And neither can be the same. A male and female cannot be the same. But she named the child Maryam, and then she made dua for the child. Thereafter, to fulfill that vow of hers, she took that very child, Maryam alayhi salam, and she took it to amongst all the abideen who were in Masjid al-Aqsa. And because Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam was married to her maternal aunt, that is the Hannah's sister, so he felt he was more rightful of looking after her. And to such an extent, it is mentioned in the tafsir that even lots were drawn, and from the lots, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was pulled out, the name of his name was pulled out, and it was given in his tarbiyat, under his tutorship and nurturing. And then after she, one room she was, there was dedicated, she spent her time in a chamber, a sacred chamber. And kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab wajada 'indaha rizqa. After Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, on occasion he came to the mihrab and he found that the chamber of Maryam alayhi salam, she was enjoying fruits out of season. So he asked out of astonishment and surprise, qala ya Maryam anna laki hadha, that oh Maryam, where did you get this rizq from this fruits from? Qalat huwa min indillah, and with yakin she said, this is from Allah. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha bighayri hisab. So then she said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants whomsoever he wishes without any accountability. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Zakariya alayhi salam learned from this incident, if Allah can provide fruit out of season to Maryam alayhi salam, what is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide a child to him? That is why he took a lesson from this, and then he made dua, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka samiu dua. That oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me a pious child offspring, you are the one who hears our supplication. And he made dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. Yet he was very very old, his beard became very very white, and his wife also, wamra'ati aqir, she became very very barren. Even then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that very old age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them a child who was Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the miraculous birth of the Isa alayhi salam, without the means of a father he was born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Maryam that وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسِ بِالْمَهْدِ, that in his cradle he will talk. And in Surah Maryam he said that إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, I am the servant of Allah. آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا, and Allah has given me the kitab and made me a nabi. And all the qualities I mentioned of here, his qualities of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And thereafter his miracles are mentioned over here. That what is before that, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam was surprised that this child is born, even though no male has even touched me, have come close to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah wants to decree something, then Allah just says كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, that come and it becomes. And yet the ulama says Allah is not even need of saying كُنْ. الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَ الْكَافَ نُور, even before kun, something can come into existence. Nevertheless, the miracles of Isa alayhi salam are mentioned over here. What are the miracles? فَأَنْفُقُ فِيهِ وَيَقُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He used to take dust particles of clay, blow into it, and with the permission of Allah, a bird used to come out alive. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He used to cure the blind, the lepers, and he used to give life to those who are dead with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revive the dead with the permission of Allah. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ مِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ. And he used to even inform the people that, oh, you so and so, what you have eaten now, what you have eaten for lunch, supper, whatever it may be. وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ, and what you store at your homes, what you have in your homes, I can inform you. So this is one ayah and a sign, إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, for those people who bring iman. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of Surah the Fatpara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُ مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will never attain unto piety until you spend of that thing which you love. And وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, that whatever you spend of, Allah is fully aware of. There are many incidents mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, summary in the hadith and hayat al sahaba, how the sahaba radiallahu anhum relinquished their desires and sacrificed all those things that were beloved to him. Like Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, that orchard he had before, that was in front of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to enjoy that water from that wealth, and he sacrificed it in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, many incidents are mentioned. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the first house that was designated for the worship of Allah, inna awwala bayti wudhi'a linnas lalladhi bi bakkata mubarakan wa huda lil alamin. It is Makkah or Bakkah. Yeah, the Hazrat Ikamar rahmatullahi alayhi says Bakkah means that the Kaaba itself, and or that area between the two mountains. And Makkah refers to the entire haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is a place. place of blessings. It is a place of hidayah for entire universe. Fihi ayatun bayyinatun maqam Ibrahim. There are certain signs and evident signs like the maqam Ibrahim, that glass enclosure which contains the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In today's times we have escalators, and in those times they didn't have all those things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had that stone, the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and according to the level he wanted to go, that stones to go up and down. This was a miracle of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah mentions thereafter that وَمَنْ دَخْلَوْ كَانَ آمِنًا, that whoever enters in it will be granted safety. And وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, that those it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the people that they should go to Baytullah and perform the rituals of Hajj if they have the means to go them. And Allah mentioned the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great virtues are mentioned with regards to performing Hajj, etc. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, O people of Iman, fear Allah as you ought to be feared. In other words, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned, what is taqwa? Taqwa is to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from from all gunas. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas, that Abu Huraira, stay away from gunas, you will be regarded as if though you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. The next verse, which is a very important verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for our unity and for protection of our hidayah, etc., Allah says, وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, that O people of Iman, hold firmly and tightly to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you, and do not cause any dissension. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith, that this rope extends from the heaven to the earth. From the heavens is the one side of the rope is in the hand of Allah, and the other side we just have to cling onto it. Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah used to say, yet this the rope toot nahi sakte magar chut sakte, that it can happen a person can leave grip of the rope and he can fall down and then again once again grip it again, but this rope will never break, will never snatch. Like how in today's time people go do some funny things with regards to bungee jumping, etc., and they make you sign an indemnity form, so many ropes attached to the person, etc. Recently I read an article where a young girl, she went to this bungee jumping, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spared her life, and that rope, even though so many attachments, so strong the rope was, but it snapped, and so many things can happen, but this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a strong rope, and it is a means of unity and our salvation. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that with regards to the Aus and Khazraj time, where all with so over 120 years they used to fight for petty nitty gritty things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of the great ni'mat of Iman, that they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, established brotherhood between the Aus and the Khazraj time. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these people are very, very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them Iman. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the people at the time of Badr, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ, that indeed Allah is the one who helped you and assisted you at the time of Badr, وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ, when at that time you were very, very weak. Understand, on the 17th of Ramadan, that at that time that the battle of Badr had taken place, and this was a distinguishing factor between Haqq and Batil, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a small clan of 313 Sahaba, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the night before making dua, O Allah, ihulak hazil isaba lan tu'bad abada, O Allah, this small group of yours, of ours, the sahaba radiallahu anhum, if they are to be vanquished and destroyed, then all be left to worship you, O Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down farishtas, some mentioned in the verses, so 1,000, then 3,000, then 5,000, and the sahaba radiallahu anhum, respective brothers, were ill equipped. They had only six swords, and few armors, two horses, and about 70 camels, and they should take turns in riding the camel, and yet the kuffar were equipped to the teeth, 1,000 fully strong, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's madad came with the badriin, and they hold a very, very high rank amongst the sahaba radiallahu anhum. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regards to the battle of Uhud, where because of some misinterpretation of the hukam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where they were guarding the mountain pass, and they thought now the victory has been accomplished, and now the Muslims are victorious. So because of that, the Muslims, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, who at that time was not a Muslim, with his cavalry came, and he attacked the Muslims from the rear, and 70 sahaba radiallahu anhu who are buried over there, including Hazrat Sayyid al-Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. And we should realize that these 70 Sahaba shed their blood for the deen of Islam. So much of sacrifice they gave. The Sahaba were beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a person can imagine, what went through the mind of that time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his Sahaba, especially in the mutilated body of Hamza radiallahu anhu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were very kind and compassionate to them. In other words, these Sahaba radiallahu anhu made a mistake, but overlook them, do not scold them, do not remind them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّنْ غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were very, very ill-tempered and hard-hearted, then لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, then these people will run away from you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. But O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show your good character, your inner qualities. Overlook them, forgive them, and make istighfar on their behalf. And not only that, make mashara with them, washawirhum fil amr. Fa iza azamta fatawakkal ala Allah. And when you have made your decision has been emphasized and is very pukhta and strong, then fatawakkal ala Allah. Then put your reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who have tawakkul. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the kissa also with regards to Uhud. الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ. Yeah, what the kissa is, Allah's, the translation is, those who responded to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after they were afflicted with injury. And now imagine the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, now 70 of them made martyred. Now they're feeling downtrodden at that moment, feeling very, very weak. At that time when Abu Sufyan gained some distance, now they decided, let's come back and finish the Muslims once off. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got wind of this, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to a certain place called Hamra al-Asad, so that they can be ready for the battle again. And then Abu Sufyan, what did he do? He found there was a person was traveling in that direction towards Hamra al-Asad. Now here we find propaganda. So Abu Sufyan told this person, go tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ, that the people have gathered the forces, they have reunited, enforcements, everything has come in their favor. فَخْشَوْهُمْ, make them fearful, put that fear in them. But what was the, on the contrary, what was the iman? فَزَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا, Allah says, this increased the iman. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and they said that Allah is sufficient for us, what a great helper. So what great lessons we learn from this, and also a person will understand regards to the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Today we find so much negativity in regards to the media. They want to bring Islam down. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to extinguish the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete his nur. So this happens sometimes, this defeat. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, that these are the days we will alternate. Sometimes you will be victorious, sometimes they will be victorious. But understand, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, O my Sahaba, O believers, you are most high and most lofty. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you have perfect iman. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every nafs shall taste of death. Yeah, Allah mentions taste. Yeah, because this how in this world we eat, sometimes we find something very, very sweet, something very pleasant, it is enjoyable. So those those who look forward to death, those the muttaqeen, the salihin, those who do righteous deeds and make tawbah and asleem from gunas, they have, inshallah, will have a very nice death, a pleasant death. On the other hand, Allah save us, those who commit gunas and those who are wretched and those that don't make tawbah, they will have a very unpleasant death. That is why we need to make dua all the time. Allahumma inna ala ghamaratil maut wa sakaratil maut. O Allah, help us at the time of the pangs of death. Allahumma laqina hujjatil iman indal mamat. O Allah, make it possible that we read the kalima shahadat at the time of death. Allahumma aj'al khayra amani khawatimahu. O Allah, make the best of my actions the end result. So this is something very, very important. That is why, alhamdulillah, the kitab is being read in the night. That mawkiyat. So this is so that the person can also take benefit and ponder and make muraqabah with regards to that. And lastly, the verses of the last ruku, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. Basically, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His qudrat that the heavens and the earth, the alternation of the day and night, they are signs for those people of intelligence. Who are those people? That those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, while sitting, while reclining on the sides, and wa yatafakkarun, and they ponder of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our Hazrat says, sometimes a person, kafir, sees some beautiful sight, some beautiful scene, and he says, oh, what a breathtaking scene. But a person, a mu'min, a banda, he will force to say subhanallah, that all praise be belongs to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all faults and blemishes. So to ponder and meditate about the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His creations, etc., is an ibadat on its own. A person should look at the qudrat of Allah and marvel and say subhanallah. This is one type of ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal whatever has been mentioned. And the last verse, ya ayyuhallazina amanu isbiru wasabiru warabitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. Inshallah, we'll mention this. This is a very, very important verse, especially for those who are spending the month of Ramadan, and more so for those in itikaf and in akhanka. Inshallah, we'll mention it tomorrow. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.